Boys and girls, it is the verse 83 of Psalm 119 that I would leave with you just for a moment or two. I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Now, let's just forget about what the bottle is in. That is the smoke. But just let us think for a little moment about him being like a bottle. The psalmist says he's like a bottle. And that is true of us all. We're all vessels. We're all bottles. And we've been bottles that have been made by God. And every vessel is different. Every bottle is different. We're all different shapes and sizes. We've all different personalities. We're male and we're female. There's so many differences. And that's just the way God has made us. Thy hands have fashioned me and made me. We're bottles that have been made. And we shouldn't mar or destroy our bodies, our vessels. But we should keep them and preserve them. And we should use them. Because bottles, you know, are not meant to be empty. They're meant to be filled. They're meant to be useful. They're meant to carry contents to others. Or to bring to others relief. Comfort, maybe a bottle of medicine, maybe a bottle of water to quench the thirst, and our vessels are to be vessels of usefulness unto others. You see, we're not a bottle for ourselves, to be selfish, and it's just about me. God has made us to be vessels unto others, vessels of usefulness, vessels to bring him glory. And vessels, if we are redeemed through Jesus Christ, to bring to glory as well and to set us in glorious places in heaven. But we have been made. And you're not to change your body, boys and girls. You're not to mutilate your body, but you are to preserve your body. And you're not to fill your life with sin. Our body is not to be a vessel filled with sin. Filled with selfishness, but rather we should be filled with the grace of God, filled with the goodness of the Lord. We should be filled with the Word of God. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly, so you're like a bottle, and that's why the teachers teach you every week, to get the Word into you, because we need the Word in us. And we need the Lord Jesus Christ in us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And we need the Holy Spirit in us, because we're not to be drunk with wine. We're not to be, as it were, filled with that, and to be under the control of that. But we're to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be under his control, under his guidance. And we are to help others, to be kind to others, to bring to others healing, to bring to others comfort, to bring to others food and succor. So may the Lord make us good and godly vessels. And we have to be vessels that are washed, because we have been contaminated with the sin of this world. But we thank the Lord that he has washing for us. And we can get into the laver of washing, that we may be washed and be cleansed. And that washing is the laver of the blood of Jesus Christ. So thank God for the washing. So be washed, boys and girls, and be filled with the Lord and with his word. May God bring you into his heavenly glory and set you in a very special place there among his people. Let us pray.